Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Well, sluggish cattle trade yesterday left prices mixed, mostly lower, as traders come off the cash market highs from late last week. The underlying support in cash cattle trade has helped to spark underlying buyer support in nearby live cattle futures, pushing December futures above $111 with a 42-cent gain. Limited losses through most 2020 contracts continues to offset the recent support expected in deferred markets, based on the expectation that overall market-ready cattle supplies should slow down once we get to the new year. Over in the hogs, underlying pressure is expected to once again develop in the hog trade following limit losses in the nearby contracts yesterday. The move Monday will allow expanded trading limits of $4.50 in all contracts today, as traders focus on a combination of export market concerns and continued supply issues facing the market. Although the overall short-term impact of the recent hogs and pigs report seems to have been muted until the last couple of days, the combination of growing concerns that trade talks through the end of the week will not develop the desired results could spark additional downward market pressure through the trade. On the grains, mixed trade across the wheat spectrum, with Minneapolis posting small gains while Kansas City and Chicago are looking at small losses. The lack of harvest progress in the northern plains and Canadian prairies is taking center stage, with the major winter storm moving in Thursday. U.S. spring wheat harvest advancing just about a percentage point last week would seem to reiterate the U.S. Wheat Associates' most recent newsletter, which said remaining hard red spring and Durham crops would probably not be harvested. Well, the corn futures are a few ticks higher today, trying to follow through on the light gains posted yesterday. Traders remain nervous about the looming winter storm set to strike the western corn belt and northern plains Wednesday through Friday. And similar price action in soybeans as that of corn, with pennant or flagging action occurring the last week in the change, but slight weakness overnight. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle up 90 cents at 108.25, December up 42 at 111.20, October feeder cattle down 27, 141.70, November down 45 cents, 140.92, December hogs down $3, 64.25, February's down $3 at 71.47, Kansas City wheat, December is down 1 3/4 at 402 1/4, March is down 1 1/2, 417, Chicago wheat, December down 1 1/4, 489 1/4, March down 1 cent, 496 1/2, December corn is up 2 1/4, 387. March is up 2 cents at 399. November soybeans down 1 cent, 915 1/4. And January's down 3/4 at 929 1/2. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.